This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. It's Monday, the 2nd of December, just after 2:30 in the afternoon. As we have our conversation right now, all of the party leaders of parties that won representation in Althingi on Saturday's election are meeting, or have met, or will meet in the case of one of them still as we talk, with the president of Iceland, Halla Thomasdottir, at her residence in Bessastaðir, with a view to those parties finding a way to work together to form Iceland's new government. Maybe we start with a recap of the results, which will give you some idea of where the numbers are and what the possibilities are. Social Democratic Alliance, you could say, won the election. They got the highest number of votes, 20.8% of the vote, and they return 15 MPs to Althingi. Remember, it's a 63-seat chamber. You need 32 seats for a majority, and Iceland uses a proportional representation system called Dahont, which pretty closely tracks the percentage of the vote that a party gets with the percentage of the number of total seats that it gets. Except there's been a bit of a wrinkle with that this year, which we'll come to. There are parties that scored less than 5% of the vote who've not been represented, and some of their supporters are not happy about that. We'll come to that in the conversation. So the Social Democratic Alliance, 20.8%, 15 seats. Next, a party that simultaneously had a much better night than they were expecting and the worst result in memory. That's the Independence Party, who did come second. Some polls had them coming fourth, if not fifth. But there they were in second place, 19.4% of the vote, 14 seats, 14 members returned to Althingi. In third place, the Liberal Reform Party in English, or Viðreisn, with 11 seats on 15.8% of the vote. In fourth place came the People's Party, who did very well relative to expectations and certainly relative to where they were even a couple of elections ago. 13.8% of the vote and 10 MPs returned. The Centre Party had 8 MPs returned. That was a better result than they were maybe expecting as well. 12.1% of the vote for them. And the party that ended up with the fewest number of MPs while still being represented, that was the Progressive Party, one of the parties in government in the last election, losing 8 MPs to end up with 5, 7.8% of the vote. Now, there are 3 parties that all polled under 5%, but perhaps had expectations of being in this new parliament. And we're going to talk about what happened to them and their voters and how they feel. The Socialist Party, 4% of the vote, but no MPs elected. They were underneath the 5% threshold that you basically need to be represented in the parliament. The Pirate Party, who had 6 MPs in the last parliament, scoring 3% of the vote and ending up with no MPs again. And the Left Greens, what a fall for the Left Greens. Remember, this is the party that not even a year ago led the government, the Prime Minister, Katrín Jakobsdóttir, who quit her job to run to be president of Iceland, a bid that was unsuccessful. Not even a year ago, they had 8 MPs. Now they score 2.3% of the vote and obviously return no MPs. Now, there is some displeasure, as you might imagine, among the people who voted for those parties, because if you add up all of the votes that went to parties that ultimately fell below 5% and did not therefore get represented, it was nearly 10%, 9.8%, roughly 22,000 voters. The Professor Emeritus at the Facility of Political Science at the University of Iceland is Oliver Thorne Harðason. He says that 20,000 votes go to parties that have voters with similar or relatively similar attitudes. He's talking about the Socialist Party, the Pirates, and the Left Greens. These are left-wing liberal voters. And you've also got the leader of the Socialist Party, who were the biggest party not to be elected, saying, this is the leader of the Socialist Party, Sanna Magdalena Mortudottir, saying that 20,000 people are not represented in Parliament, and whether there's a conversation now about whether the electoral system needs to be revised. This terminology that the votes fall dead or fall away or are wasted in some way. And this is the biggest number of voters to be, in these terms, unrepresented for some time in Iceland. In fact, in Reykjavik, in the capital, the number of voters that fell into the so-called black hole of the Icelandic electoral system, as one person has described it, was closer to 20%. Votes that did not ultimately end up being used to elect a candidate. Now, of course, in other elections, in other countries with different electoral systems, you might consider the number of votes to be wasted to be far higher. You might consider that if 10% of people vote for parties that end up not being represented and nothingy in the parliament, that's not bad compared with other countries and other electrical systems, and other electoral systems, I should say. That is a view, certainly, it's a view that some people take. But equally, there's a lot of anger, I think, from people that so many voters, it seems, did not have a vote that was used to return any MPs from that particular party. Over the course of today, as I said at the start of this conversation, we have leaders making their way to Bessastaðir to see what kind of coalition might be formed. Plainly, there will be a coalition. Plainly, no party received 32 MPs. That just doesn't happen in a proportional system. It doesn't happen in this proportional system. You can imagine a coalition maybe between the Social Democrats and Vidreðin, and given some of the warm noises made by the party's leader, maybe the People's Party, Inga Sæland, in there as well. That would give you 15 plus 11, which is 26 plus 10, which is 36 MPs. That would be a majority. But there's enough there for a coalition on the right as well. If you add together the Independence Party on 14, the Centre Party on 8, gets you to 22. You could imagine adding in the Liberal Reform Party, Vidreðin, if they were up for such a thing, which would get you with their 11 MPs up to 33. It seems, doesn't it, more likely, and who knows with any certainty, but it seems more likely that the winning party, or the party with the biggest number of seats, the biggest number of votes, the Social Democratic Alliance, might end up with the chance first to have the mandate, so to speak, and have that first crack at forming a government. We shall see what happens once those meetings conclude at Bessastaðir. Some other interesting numbers here, and a lot of countries would look enviously at these. The turnout figure was 80.2%. So more than 4 in 5 people on the electoral roll in Iceland exercised their democratic right to vote. It's been quite a year for elections in Iceland. This is the second one. If you think back, of course, to the summer, we had the slightly unexpected presidential election, the outgoing president deciding and announcing to the nation in his New Year's address that he was not going to run for another term. The expectation, I guess, the smart money had been that he was going to, which would have meant, certainly an election this year, but maybe one that was not as competitive as the one that we saw. And again, the smart money was on a parliamentary election, such as the one we've just seen, not happening until 2025. The parliament could have run until as late as September of 2025. A lot of people thought maybe there'd be an election in the spring of 2025. Very few people thought that Bjarni, the sitting prime minister, would collapse the coalition in the way that it was collapsed and would go to the country in November. And that brought its own issues as well. Something we should also mention as we recap what's happened is the fact that the election managed to take place on Saturday at all, or at least that the counting managed to take place on Saturday, because I would say it was 50-50 during Saturday, with the weather being as bad as it was in many parts of the country. The possibility existed that a polling station somewhere, maybe more than one polling station, would not be able to open, and had that been the case, no counting of any results could have taken place on Saturday night. The whole thing would have been moved back, maybe by a day. The good news during Saturday was, of course, that all of the polling stations were able to open. It did take a while, and it took the heroic efforts of not least the rescue teams working around Iceland to get those ballots, once those ballot papers had been marked, to get those boxes with the ballot papers in them to the count. For example, the votes in the votes from Eylstadr had to be counted in Akureyri, so getting those ballot boxes to that location is no mean feat. But it happened, and we had a pretty clear result by about 9 o'clock on Sunday morning, I think it was, when we knew exactly where the votes had landed. So Once again, those results, Social Democratic Alliance 20.8%, 15 MPs returned, Independence Party 19.4% with 14 MPs, the Liberal Reform Party Visrathan with 15.8% and 11 MPs, the People's Party doing very well, increasing the share, increasing the number of MPs by 4 to 10 on 13.8%, the Centre Party 12.1%, they gained 5 MPs and returned 8, and then the Progressive Party hanging on, certainly, 7.8% was their vote share. It was comfortably above the threshold, but they lost 8 of their 13 MPs. They now return 5. You need 32 for a majority. Play around with those numbers. See if you can get to 32 in a way that seems plausible. And maybe you'll have a result before the politicians and the president herself have done their calculations. Much more coverage, of course, on Roove English. You'll find us at ruv.is/English and here on Roove English Radio as well. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks for your company today. Get in touch anytime. We're English at ruv.is.
There is more from Roove English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roove English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roove.